Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired. This week, Google retooled Google Apps for Work, signaling the company's ever-deepening interest in the enterprise market. It makes sense. The opportunities for growth are enormous, as is the competition. Apple continues to leverage its partnership with IBM to muscle its way in. Facebook will reportedly soon launch its business-focused Facebook at Work. And Microsoft still reigns, thanks to its entrenched Office apps. To increase its enterprise stake, Google's leveraging one of its key strengths, G Suite, as apps for work are now called, is infused with a bushel of new machine intelligence perks. A feature called Quick Access in Google Drive on Android, for instance, uses interactions with your colleagues and your calendar to surface the files most relevant to you at any given time. Google Calendar now optimizes your meeting times based on when invitees are free, plus when you've historically preferred to have them. And in Google Sheets, you can interrogate the data in the Explore feature by typing anything in natural language into a simple search bar. But wait, you might ask, hasn't Google long dabbled in this sort of advanced data crunching, including in Google Apps? The short answer is yes. Machine learning has blocked spam in Gmail, suggested short, human-sounding responses to incoming emails in Inbox, and enabled voice typing in Google Docs. Artificial intelligence in general has a long and storied history at Google. You can see it in products that instantly translate languages on the fly to a system that beat the human champion in the ancient game of Go. Google isn't quite doing anything radical here, says Jan Donson, chief analyst at Jackdaw Research. There's not a huge overhaul with G Suite, he says. Nothing changes overnight with a rebranding. Even more crucially, the improvements Google has made still don't measure up to Microsoft. Microsoft, king of enterprise. Yes, Microsoft still dominates enterprise apps. Even though your personal life may revolve around Google, it shouldn't take long to think of when you last had to upload a file to a website with a .doc or a .xls format. In a lot of ways, Microsoft Office seems ineradicable from our digital culture, even as other buzzy startups and services like Slack or Box or Trello are gaining traction. That's not just anecdotal. According to Microsoft, 1 in 7 people, or 1.2 billion in total, use Office today. And its strength is in more than just numbers. It's also still far more feature-packed. Google's G Suite is still much smaller than Microsoft Office, and the Microsoft Office Suite is still far more capable overall, Dawson says. If you need more advanced functionality, it's quite likely that G Suite won't do the trick for you. Dawson points out that while coworkers might start off using Google Docs to collaborate on writing, say, a press release, it's Microsoft that still has the advanced templates and formatting functionalities required when it comes time to actually send it out. This article was posted by Davey Alba.